The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. How we doing? We're here. Bravo.
Jen Shaw is going to be escaping prison. She's going to run that shit, man.
Yeah. So, all right.
She's
so we're talking
the leader of prison.
We're talking OC and Portia's.
Loved disaster both of them, I must say.
And a weird week on Bravo, but we also
I loved it. I loved it all.
We also watched the Jen Shaw Hulu documentary.
Waste of my life. But it was fast and easy. It was just a money grab. It was just like a
Dana Wilkie.
Like, fuck
why
off,
is
Dana
she
Wilkie.
Suddenly the housewife authority? Like, I thought that was
she's
so
a
off.
Loser. I can't stand her. It discredits the entire thing for me.
It to me, it says a lot about the people you bring to be interviewed, right? And like Brian Mullen, who we interviewed, that was fun. Saw
yes.
him there. But you had a bunch
he's
of like
credible. Yeah.
You had a bunch kind of, let's be real, like DF list reality TV mm-hmm. obsessed people. like
nobody except for the one guy,
the one prosecutor.
The dressmaker. I'm interested in hearing what he's got to say firsthand yes. knowledge, getting yes. stuff chucked at him.
Yeah. I think what stood out to me is that her defense hinges on the argument that she only sold the list without the knowledge of what was
right.
done with them. And so I think that's going to be, is her attorney going to be able to pull
she
that
might
off?
Get
I
off.
She might have a defense.
But they might be proven making a Joe Giudice out of her. But
right. But what everybody says is like, if the state, if the, you know, if the man comes for you like this level of like a coordinated right. multi-state, like you're probably fucked.
Oh yeah. And how they and the other people and how it's linked to a bust in New York. And then she's so these lists, these $29,000.
Okay. And see, I do not want to victim shame. I'm not like, I don't even want to dive into this because I know people will be like, the fuck. But it's really like when I watch this, I feel terrible for these people. Absolutely terrible. But I just ask myself, how?
Go on Etsy, lady. Sell your little...
Are
big
they getting,
shit on Etsy?
Are they consenting to these charges or are people jacking their credit card numbers?
I feel
you know
like
I mean?
they're
saying yeah,
seems like they're
up.
Nickeling and diming them here and there and it
right.
all adds
next
up to $29,000 and Brenda thinks that she's going to be the next Snuggie owner.
Oh
I mean,
God, that was so depressing when she's like, I have
I feel
these,
bad for her, but
all these Snuggies, they make nice gifts. It's like, oh God.
That it goes in the trash. Kid shits on him one time. $16,000. I'm glad she got back.
Me too.
Poor lady.
Yeah,
but
out a couple grand, you know.
How? Who's? She's got $29,000 sitting around. Did she take that out of credit cards? I mean, how did
well,
she get
like
that money?
Every time, like Love After
Husband
Lockup,
was a
like,
farmer.
Deontay, all these people just blowing thousands of dollars on people. Like,
I don't got money
extra,
like that to
I know.
Blow.
Who has this extra money lying around? I don't understand it.
What else happened on there? He's the dress designer said that she's worse off camera, which I think she is. I mean, she's a mental case.
I hadn't heard those like recordings of her going off on people.
Yeah,
but I that tracks. I mean, I think
I believe that Coach Shaw didn't. They must. I get that he didn't know, but if I had all this shit. Tyler's an idiot to not try to rack his brain about how
so,
much money I got racking up.
Dorian was like, my parents, I mean, my mom could do shit forever. My dad would have no idea. I was like, I understand that. Like, people can be doing their own thing. The difference is it's the volume of wealth, right? It's like all of a sudden you're doing one job and now you're surrounded
in a sweater.
Your Louis Vuitton and Chanel and throwing out like Balenciaga bags. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a level of wealth.
And how are you affording this party?
Exactly. All of those questions.
and how she had no assets. Fascinating.
You know what I absolutely loved is when the random woman who like started doing the internet research on Jen Shah and found that the LinkedIn, like whatever company she was working for, where they waterboarded.
I think
people.
That was Dana. Yeah. Or then that
was it Dana?
Oh, God. Stupid.
Waterboarding people for sales. It's like, Jesus. If that's a culture she was raised in, though, she's probably psychotic.
And then she goes on TV. I love the pictures of her as Susie Homemaker.
Me too. It's great. Really great.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be as hard. I think if Stu goes up against her on the stand, that's what's really going to screw her over.
Because, again, all of Stu's in the photos of them 20 years ago. Stu knows where the bodies are buried. He knows everything. So
Stu does not come across straight, but it seems like he is.
Yeah, I'd like you notice Stu.
Stu never stuck a finger inside Jen.
He could put up for collateral.
Yeah.
I
feel bad for Stu. He seems nice. He seems like he got suckered.
We'll see.
Jen is magnetic.
Yeah,
against my Jen Shah housewife thing, but she's really a mental case.
You know, it's almost shocking to me that this is an ABC News production. Like, it feels very like a TMZ level.
Loser.
I don't know. The way it's edited is just like a very low budget.
I feel like Tom Girardi will get away with everything. Erica Jane will get away with everything because they are Johnny Law, and it's just different. And he's old. He can play the dementia card.
Right.
Jen Shah, she's like top tier, but she's also there is people above her that she's in with it is a really weird scam that she was running.
Very weird, because I just get back to the point of like, this is all happening virtually. These people are harassing people by the phone and somebody's answering the phone. And then next thing you know, you're like deep in debt. It's just unbelievable. I don't talk to telemarketers. I hang the phone up.
No, they call him. One guy called, he's like, hey, is this the head of the household? And I went, oh, and I hung up on him. And I think he was like, I do not give a fuck about your feelings.
No, the other day I answered the phone and some guy was like, it was like a local number. So I was like, oh, because I'm trying to get this fucking toilet fixed. So I was like, oh, it's the plumber, whatever.
We get a toilet down.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's the worst. And so I pick up the phone. The guy's like, hello, is this the owner of blah, blah? I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, yeah, who is this? And he real smooth. He's like, this is the Nevada Energy Coalition, and like launched into a spiel. And I was like, I could wait until he was done. And I was like, no, thanks.
I don't wait. I don't even say nothing. I just hang right up.
You could tell he was really trying, but it's like,
no, oh, yeah, no, I have no, get a new job. Go work at McDonald's. Right. They're paying really good these days. Yeah, I don't give a flying fuck about their feelings.
Yeah.
What else do I have to say about Jen Shah? It'll be interesting to see. It is so ballsy that she's filming, and Coach Shaw just seems like such a nice person. What do all these people? She's at the games. She's just living life like nothing. Like, she's not going to the Slammer for almost a decade.
I know.
It's fascinating. Crazy. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Can't wait to see what happens.
She is crazy, though. All the outbursts, and it's only two seasons, and she's got such anger behind her outbursts. It's not a drunk outburst like Dorinda. It's not a mental illness like Ramona. Ramona, you know, we've seen deeper now, but.
Yeah.
It's almost like Kelly Dodd-ish, like anger situation.
Yes. That's a great comparison. That is Kelly Dodd-ish. Speaking of Kelly Dodd, should we talk OC?
Okay. Before we get into that, I was going to text you. I didn't want to bug you, though. Real Housewives of Miami trailer looks on fire.
I did watch.
Did you watch it?
I didn't get through it because something pulled me away. I thought Marisol looked phenomenal.
She looked. She's not on Mama Elsa's train.
No, I was gonna say she got a new plastic surgeon. She's looking great.
Someone knocks some sense into her.
I'm excited for Miami.
It looks decent, but I wish it was on Bravo.
I'm okay with Peacock. I think Peacock could be the wave. Like, I like the way they're shooting Ultimate Girls Trip, so maybe it'll be visually more appealing.
Okay, what is their goal in this whole Peacock? Why are we separating the housewives?
I don't know.
Ship to ship. You know, why are they on the Tinder?
Is
with
Peacock
Ramona
now free? Someone said Peacock's free. Like,
I don't think we're paying unless it's on your thing.
No, I don't think
we are. Did you log in?
So then what's the fucking point? It's free. I don't think I logged in.
You never logged in? So it's free. I don't know. I think some people are paying.
Yeah.
Maybe Ramona's paying for us. It looks good though. Scottie Pippen's little bitch. I'm excited to see that situation.
Right, me too.
Poor Scottie Pippen. Nice. He's had a dark life, overshadowed by Michael. His poor son just passed away. He married a hooker. You know? It's dark. It's not a happy life.
No, he was a great basketball player though. All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Here's my
Did you enjoy it?
I guess, like, yes, I would say I enjoyed it. However, I think
surprisingly,
this is the way I'm going into this season that I will explain. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is the veil, the rose colored glasses are off. This shit is fake as fuck in terms of it's, none of these women.
I got issues with that.
So that is my deepest issue with this.
They
is that
fucked up big time with that.
It may be entertaining to watch this weird group of women, which is a very odd group. You have
once
Shannon,
it gets into it. Yeah.
Right. You have Shannon, Emily, and Gina. Emily, like Shannon thinks she has her new little minions. Emily and Gina are like attached at the hip. That's a weird trio. And then you have like the new trio of Heather and the two people. I don't know their names yet.
Well, I meant to look up that information.
So it's like you have these two odd, very conflicting groups of like OC women that have no connection together. And so
why is the show not around Heather and the women that are at the party before the party started?
Because they're too smart to be on. They don't. That's the other part that's fascinating about Heather Dubrow is like there's never been someone this wealthy, I think, on a Housewives.
Yeah.
Like, they are next level wealth. And it's amazing to me that both
is
of them are like
from
whores. You know,
is it their products or what's the girl's name? Not Naomi. Would you say the new girl who's
Noella
friends with Bronwyn? Noella. Oh, I got to look up her. We got to talk about her husband. Okay.
But I just, you know what I mean? Like Heather, it's very interesting that they've made a conscious decision with a shit ton of money to like be actively
to go
on,
back
on reality
this show.
Television. Right.
Like, yeah.
When
after 5 years,
tour
what did
of
they
the house
talk her into.
I know. When I'm like looking at that house, I'm like, this is the most unbelievable house maybe that's ever been on television. Like this is
seriously
dollar listing beyond level.
Beyond. Yes.
Like when she's giving that tour, living chef.
That Noelle's house look like a shithole.
Oh, it makes all of their houses look terrible. It's unbelievable.
It made Portia. I watched Portia's show after. Oh. It made Portia's houses that she was looking for. It looked it looked like anything lived in is Teresa Giudice's philosophy is a dump.
Right. Yeah,
just the lighting, everything. It looks
immaculate, unbelievable. And I just thought like when she was like, this is the laundry room, it was like below deck. Like they are upstairs, downstairs, Downton Abbey level.
It's yes.
I think they have a full staff of people living in their basement, like coordinating their life, you know?
And
it's
the
just
kids seem happy and
they
nice.
Well adjusted. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So credit to them.
And a mother like Heather, how does that what is going on there?
It's just, you know, when you're like 25 to 35
and Terry.
You age incrementally if you're lucky, right? When you watch, like, and then when you see these kids, I'm like, I've been watching this show this long that Nikki was a baby and now he's like a fucking teenager.
I must say, I feel bad. I think he's 18. Nikki's going to be smoking hot. He's handsome as hell.
No, he was cute. Yeah. It's just crazy to see these children become adults like before our eyes and I'm still watching
Coco
this show.
Coco seems like she's not like, they all cheered for the pizza. It was actually very sweet.
Good rich people.
But better than what you see. You know, they weren't like, thanks, chef. You know, they actually seem like they're, you know, making him feel like he's worth something. I can't imagine what a life. That the tour, I thought I was going to roll my eyes, but Gina actually made it laughable too. Oh my God. Oh my God. With the, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. And Shannon's like,
drunk as fuck, I think. Like, that's the other thing. There's a
Shannon's going to go jump off a bridge and drown herself in the pool.
There's a real drunken haze to like OC too. Like between Shannon and Gina, I feel like Gina's always borderline drunk. So is Shannon. They just seem very.
Shannon is. It's a very interesting way. It could get really good if the rumors are. We'll get into the rumors and all that. But I have to bring up my thoughts on the casting again. Either I would have liked it to have been completely brand new and catered around Heather. Heather could have talked to anybody into being into the show. She's got 100 friends, I'm sure. Or I kind of wish that they would have gotten rid of Shannon, brought in the Vicky and Tamara and gone that route to like an old vintage warm blanket type of situation with Heather, because they get along genuinely. They're actually friends with Heather.
Right.
Legitly. I don't like this whole, and it seems decent. It's watchable. It's not terrible yet, you know, but with them in the car saying, oh, I'm going to go see my friend Heather. Like, they don't know who Heather freaking DeBrow is. Come on.
No. And then when they were walking in the park, the chick that's when they're walking around, oh, I have a lunch tomorrow at Nobu. You could just come. It's like, don't make us watch that. Just don't even put it in. Just show you guys sitting down at a table meeting. I don't want to hear the face.
Say, you know, Shannon, she's a housewife.
Right.
Let's play this real. They're actresses.
Exactly. Like, we live in reality. But you know what? Not actresses. I also thought, I saw this is unrelated, but I saw the Kyle Richard Hallmark movie or whatever the fuck it is, Peacock movie trailer.
You watched it?
No. I watched the trailer. Kill me.
Check for your sanity if you watch that.
No, but when I was watching the trailer, I was like, oh, fuck. Kyle's an actress. Like,
yeah, right.
That with like OC, not OC, sorry, Beverly Hills. A lot of those women,
Lisa Rinna, right?
So
we're getting conned,
right? We are getting
bullshit,
but we're here.
But I wish it was more just, hey, we're on a show. It wouldn't take away from the show at all. If anything, it would add to it.
No, I agree.
She was like, yeah, I watch Shannon. Is she anything like she is on TV?
Exactly.
That would be juicy.
That'd be great. And it's just, you have Dr. Jen, some weird person that no one knows, that's like
her husband's fucking everyone else but her. Oh, hates her.
Yeah, they didn't seem good at all.
Met at a breakfast buffet or a breakfast bar. What?
Yeah, they'll break up like next season. Yeah. And then you have like, it's these odd patches of people. And so it's so forced to bring them together. It should just be, we are the cast, not like, oh, do you know my friend? It's like, enough of that. It's done.
Oh, I can't wait to meet them and get to know her. And Shannon, is she batshit crazy? I can't stand Shannon sitting there at lunch with Emily and Gina. Emily and Gina, they're nice, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Emily, she's pretty, whatever. Gina, her glow up 100% looks way better. But they're not housewives to me.
They are freaking frack to me. They are like, they are side friends that are like entertaining. They're not central housewives to me.
Because they're like, they just the announcers on the Muppet Show that I never really watched.
They're like a duo of something, but they are not like a standalone housewife to me. I mean, I don't know if you saw, was it the trailer? No, I think it was the trailer where it's Emily and Shane, and she's like, did you ever think we'd make it 10 years? And what do you think about in 10 years? Like, I thought I'd be dead.
And what the world's full of a bunch of lawyers that passed the bar because of COVID got lowered. What kind of planet are we living on here?
Well, she's like, yeah, so, but because of COVID, he passed. It's like, oh, Jesus, what are
we doing? America, what is wrong with you? That's the opposite way of,
you're a lawyer.
And you just get it. Now it just gets lowered. So a bunch of losers who didn't, I don't know. I mean, I'm not taking bar exam, but
no. The bar is very difficult. I'm not shitting on anybody who struggled with that, but I thought that was funny as well.
God, we live in Legally Blonde. I mean, jeez. And I don't know. It's just, it'll be very interesting. And I can't stand Shannon and her like, oh, I look so ugly. I don't want to hear about your look, Shannon. Shut up.
Shannon is a very, watching the flashbacks, it's like Shannon has never been well on this show. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
we didn't realize what we were getting.
No, like, she either looks very unhappy in her marriage, super thin and like weird, and then she's like fabulous, overweight and unhappy and like drinking too much and just like unhealthy. It's just like she's unwell, and like,
we all eat tortilla chips, but watching her shove that tortilla chip at the table has made you think of back at that party when she's shoving nachos in her mouth, and it just makes me laugh.
I know. Okay, so to get into the drama that Shannon starts, how would Heather DeBrow not know?
I don't understand. I need to know.
A person who sued her husband. Like, they just don't know the name, or they don't know about the, like, how did they not have any knowledge of that?
How would they not know?
I don't understand that. Right? Am I missing something?
I don't know, and it's pissing me off. I need to know.
Yeah.
And obviously, there must be some truth to it. And why is that girl showing up at her house when she knows... And just playing along like she never sued her husband.
Right. I don't know.
Maybe it's not true, and that's why Heather gets so pissed. But it's
because I wish it would have. Are supposedly friends, right? Or they just met. I don't remember who's who.
You know, whatever. Next week will be good when they get to it. But I would have loved if they would have started off the episode with that. Jeez. Right.
God, I have to say though, it was enjoyable in like a, not like a train wreck way, but just kind of like, oh, this is weird. Like, this is a weird group of people together. And I don't know how it's going to play out, but I'm intrigued.
It was engaging. It was different. I can't remember last season what the storylines were, why we hated it so much. I think Kelly Dodd was like nuts.
COVID.
Bronwyn and
yeah, I don't even remember.
Heather does put on a show with the Nobu manager. She's got the general manager of Nobu in her house.
No, it's
they
great.
Must be spending a fortune.
That's what I'm saying. I like that opulence. Like,
me too.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think if they had somehow figured out a way to convince her friends in a real
those
fresh,
five
like
broads,
well,
not on
OC.
There.
That's what I want. Yeah.
They got so close, but they didn't. I don't think they're there yet. But
no, they're not there. They're not there. This is going to be a transition season yet again. They're going to keep fucking with this. This is not going to suddenly become like an iconic Housewives.
We don't need
group.
That Hooker's Kid Rock's drama. It'd be great just to see five broads. There would be drama with anything if they just didn't bring if they didn't bring her a bottle of wine. Like, why even show up with a bottle of champagne? She doesn't want your champagne.
Well, you got to show up with something, you know.
I hate. Yeah, I feel like lost at that point. Would you bring a rich person?
Right.
I hate when she says champs. Nothing's driving me more nuts. I hate that term.
Get ready for a long season of it. They're drinkers on this show, I think. I'm into it, though. I think
it's not horrible.
I'm not hating it yet.
We'll Noella's husband ends up. There's a huge tax problem. They're already divorced.
Oh, okay. Great.
And it sounds like that girl wants to go be with him. The friend, like, you have an amazing husband. It's like, stop, you know, don't say that. You're never going to be alone with my husband then. And he owes millions in back taxes, which I guess she didn't know about this, that, and the other, which of course.
God,
I just have to bring up Shannon shopping with her daughters. And her daughter is like, oh, I think I might live in Texas forever. And Shannon is like, well, it just depends on what parts of Texas. Who cares if she's in Texas? She's in Texas. What does that mean?
Yeah, that was weird, too. I didn't know what she meant. I just thought in that whole scene, I was just thinking
Zika. Who's even thinking about Zika?
Shannon,
COVID
was
Trump
mother.
Zika.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, like
I would go to college and never, ever come back. I changed my identity.
You would stay in Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, God,
that's a nightmare. Having crazy eyes as your father and her. Can you, they seem really nice girls. I can't imagine.
It's wild. Shannon.
My house was my fourth baby. That dumb basketball court. I hate an indoor basketball court in California. What the fuck are you doing?
Go
outside and play.
Yeah, it should be outside. I agree.
Unless you're in New Jersey or something.
Right.
Rev Run is the only person I'm allowing that for.
Yeah, Rev Run, somebody in the Northeast.
Little Diggy. He could play on his court. That's it.
I don't know what made me think of this, but I watched the DMX documentary on HBO Max.
Oh, wow.
That's anyone's depressing. Interested, it was super depressing. It was right when he got out of jail for tax evasion. Speaking of tax evasion, 2019, followed him for a year for his like hell tour, whatever it was. It's hot in hell.
Depressing.
And it was sad because you could see.
You know he's going to be dead.
Well, you know he's going to be dead, but like you could see there's when people become very famous, right? And they don't have like the tools to be a productive adult. Like his childhood was like fucked up, like extremely fucked up. And then to see him like try to function as an adult with like no, like really like people around him, but not really, like he goes to sign this deal, like his record deal. And they're like, hey, do you want to, you got all the points? And he's like, yeah, I got it. And they're like, do you want to like review it? And he's like, yeah, I'll sign it. I'll just sign it. And they're like, let's review it. Like, let's talk about what's like, you know, it's just like watching someone just like fumble and try to like do the right thing, but not have the tools to be successful. It was like, honestly, it was pretty sad. And him and his kid, and he's trying to be there for his kid, but doesn't know how to be a good parent. It was like, ugh. And then he's fucking off the rails at the end. Like he got back on drugs, kind of got clean a little bit. And then
so sad.
Yeah, I'm sad. And then it's all over. That's my review.
I know. God bless Britney Spears. I hope her transition is going to be good.
Yeah, I think so. I hope. At least she's free, you know? At least it's her choices to make, even if they're bad.
There is going to be an Oprah interview. Oh, sit down, I guess.
Can't wait. That'll be great.
That'll be really good. Britney's got some shit to say.
She does. I can't wait for that.
She's so cute. It's just heartbreaking. God, a whole 11 years.
Crazy. All right, let's talk Portia.
I really was never going to even watch this show. I thought it was going to be a dud. No.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be great.
A spinoff. No, it's good. I'm glad that you'd said that we were going to, because it was juicy from beginning to end. Better than some Housewives.
Phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
I have never loved someone like I love Portia. Like, I just love who Portia is. I think she's entertaining. She's fun.
She's so cute.
But also have been like, God, you're a dumbass. Like, her with men is catastrophically bad judgment. Like,
I can't believe she's 40. I don't accept it. She does not seem 40.
Two men. I forgot she got Dennis's name tattooed on her. She's got the new dude on her neck. Like, what are you doing, Portia? What are you doing?
I am just, it's jaw dropping. I love that Dennis is so involved in it. Dennis, to me, has such a great aura, even though he cheated.
I know.
He's so likable.
I really love him. I loved everything he said in this episode. I love the way he's talking to Lauren about the relationship, being like, the fuck's going on? Like, I mean, it seems like, speaking of Britney Spears, it gives me that kind of energy of a relationship. Like, very.
Oh, the guy's like bad.
Like Portia's been drunk for 3 months and like has made a series of bad decisions. And
she
now
wants
like,
money,
like a Luann and Tom relationship. That's what it feels like to me. Just like a bad.
She's chasing the money.
Right. But it's not going to end well.
No. Or either she stays married to this guy forever, you think?
No. They're OK. I'll tell you.
He scares me.
He has the vibe of like a serial killer, to your point. Four marriages. Okay.
Four.
What's the fucking point? Third, he already has brought up to Portia in episode one the idea of a side chick and polygamy. So he's gonna cheat on her ass in no time.
He was dropping the idea, right? He didn't ask her, but he was dropping it. You're right. 100%.
And then the weird social media posting, like the thirst traps, like he's trying to be famous.
Yes.
It's all right.
He's getting something for using each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in a spot with Dennis.
Yeah.
And then she was either in a transitional, she's 40, so she's making a rash decision.
Right.
And she's panicking, and she's with, hopefully she doesn't get pregnant with this lunatic.
She will.
I'm surprised she's not already pregnant.
I know.
Dennis, he has a bus to offer her.
Yeah. And then
the party bus. Does he have a party bus situation?
Portia, get engaged to somebody in 6 weeks and then cut Dennis off at the balls and not let him date anybody.
Yeah,
what is that? You want to have your cake and eat it too? You want him to still be obsessed with you while he's like,
it makes her seem very childish.
Right.
The way she was saying that. She shouldn't care.
Best thing Dennis said was when he was like, do you think she would have been with me if I didn't have money? No, look at me. Do you think he's right.
Oh, he's so lovable. I think he's adorable.
And
we've been Get Out. If he was broke,
one.
I love him. I wish he didn't cheat on her.
Yeah, but you think she wouldn't have fucked with him?
No, she wouldn't
rich.
Have.
Right.
But I find him to be so. If he didn't cheat on her, I find him to be so lovable. I don't know why. His eyes have an enchantment. Like I guess if you're not in a relationship with him, but he seems to be involved with the daughter. Gets along with Portia's mom. Portia's mom is a love bug. I love her.
Right.
She seems so happy.
Yeah,
but she must have some issues with men that Portia's seen down the line, huh?
Generational issues. Yeah. I mean, didn't she
but
say
she's
that?
So cute.
They said that on Atlanta. Was it like we were all like her, Lauren and her? They're all single women raising kids.
What does Portia think when Lauren? Obviously, Portia knew that Lauren and that was set up by production for them to have lunch. Right.
Right.
She's not sneaking behind Portia's back.
No.
If Portia and Lauren break up, my heart will be broken. I love their sisterhood.
A little servant like to me, like
she does work, but she seems okay with it. I
yeah, yeah, like
I think it's
she's
cute.
Okay,
it's
in
nice.
Second place or something, but it is a little
She might not. She's not as yes-y. Portia's got a lot of yes people around her, it seems like, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm very. I mean, it looks like there's a fight with all the families.
I wouldn't want to be great. Lauren, but you know, no, she's in. No. I don't feel like she'll end up murdering Portia, but
no.
Do you think she would fuck Dennis? Was that a smile like she just likes Dennis because he's part of the family now? Or do you think Lauren would ever have sex with Dennis?
I don't think so. I didn't get that vibe.
She seems okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Interesting. And I love all the flashbacks with them showing her showing up with the fist bump to Dennis and Drew at the party, bringing up that she met her at his house. And at the party, Fallon was going after who with the golf club, and Simon was grabbing the golf club so she wouldn't hit Simon, or who was she going after with the golf club?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't figure that out either. I think I've just never seen a woman like Portia who is so amazing in so many ways, but then has made these like series of really terrible men decisions. Like when you see the Cordell flashbacks, it's like that was like insane to watch.
Yeah,
she was
a baby,
a child, right?
How old was she? How long have we known Portia? 20 years going on. Sick.
No, she literally looked 20 in those.
She looks so little.
I know, her body looked completely different.
Yeah, and she's learned nothing. She's back with the Cordell.
I mean, I do not like his energy at all.
No,
like,
no,
at all. And the fact that he said she blew up his DMs right after they announced they were getting divorced.
Right, she said he did, and then he said she did.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird.
And he doesn't protect her. Yeah, with the pictures and putting all those pictures up, and Portia talks to him like a dad.
Yeah, no, and that's the other thing. I did not like their communication dynamic between them. It did not seem like a equal playing field. Like, yeah, she's pandering to him. She told Dennis, "I'm never fucking moving anywhere." Next thing you know, she's like on the hunt with him.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what is this? Is it the level of money?
Right. Oh yeah. And he's more like I guess he's older, so he's just putting his. Dennis was a little bit more like go with the flow or something, I guess. I don't know. I still laugh about him with all his clothes in the basement and everything. I like Dennis. I feel I thought he was really sweet putting all the pillows around her when she was pregnant. I was shocked that he cheated. Oh, I hate men and their penises.
Oh, he's fun though. I love him, like fat little Rev Run in his sweatsuit.
I think he's adorable. House. I really do. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I also love, did you notice adorable. The kid? Yeah, PJ, the second she sees him, "Daddy, candy." Fucking kids, man. They know how to work people.
And I like the mom really does seem to like Dennis, and Dennis seems to like her mom.
Yes. Oh, what did the mom? I thought I wrote it down. The mom said something when the two of them were talking. Oh, she called Portia old girl, which I thought was hilarious. She was like, when they were talking about like if Portia getting upset about him dating, she's like, "What, you think old girl have an issue?" Like the mom was like they were like homeboys. I loved it. I think the mom is fun. They all seem to love fun. Dennis.
Anything else? I'm trying to think what else. The party, I just can't believe she's 40. It's a really good. See, I really don't give a flying fuck if a man, it's going to blow up in Portia's face eventually. I don't feel like people are husband stealers. If a husband's going to, it is sketchy that they're married and whatever, but you know, if a man's going to leave, a man's going to leave. And if, you know, it's not the best start out, but like, I don't really hold it against people. Like if, I don't hold it against Portia that she's a bad person. I think people are, whatever people do in their love situations, like Jen, people who scam people do bad things, but I mean, it's not the best look, but I barely even remember that. I don't label her as a husband stealer.
Right. I think it's the way that she tried to play it off, like they weren't friends when it was acting like they were friends. And then like, that's where it's like, I take issue with it.
It's
like,
entertaining. It makes it more of a joke relationship to me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like, again, to me, this seems like a post. Both of them went through some shit, drunken relationships. It's going to end badly and it's going to end in flames.
I can't believe it's still going
in like a year. I give
and then one cousin. How long have you been dating? And she said a month.
Oh,
what is wrong with Portia?
Right,
yeah, you wonder, like, what is wrong with her?
What 30-day to engagement relationship has worked out? I'm thinking of Chloe and Lamar. I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Like all of these short, brief relationships. Never works None. Out. Never.
Me and Tyler are running on fumes over here.
Well, you guys are different. I'm a joking. Baby forced you into
I knew him longer. But I want to know all of Dennis's businesses. And he's so sweet giving her the bus and she's with this dude. And
I know. Yeah. Look at you.
And it is weird. Dennis
I remember
should,
you being like, fuck Dennis.
Dennis should. The fact that she doesn't want. She doesn't care. See, as a mother, I would rather him show up with some hooker at my party than bring a girl around my daughter.
Right. Right.
And Portia's flip flop on that.
I know.
That's the one reason, like, I won't divorce Tyler is I don't want some floozy around my children. That's hard. How do people move on from that? I got to say, Lala is not a good... Lala's crazy and stuff, but I was dumped like that, and maybe she didn't really love Randall. Who knows? But to have a baby on top of it and have to move out publicly, she is handling it pretty well. Not that I know, but...
Yeah, right. From your sources. All right, guys. That's it. Big things coming December and Patreon, 12 days of Christmas. What? Episode every day for 12 days. It's fun. We did it last year. We're doing it again. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/ Escape to Reality Podcast. And we'll be back with Life After Lockup.
Thank you to Jonester. We love you, baby.
Love you. And guess what, guys? We'll be back.